She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
Jenny Boom Boom. What up?
What's happening, my friends?
I got none for you. Just raining outside, nasty day, but you know, we're here making it do what it do.
Yes, sir. And we didn't get that hurricane like everybody else, thank God. Because
but that's what it is outside, the remnants.
Yeah, it's the remnants.
I learned that word from you the other day.
Well, thank you. Okay, so you got some news for us, Jay?
Yeah, so the Emmys came on last night.
So you can keep
Jenny.
It moving and leave. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it.
The Emmys came on last night, Jenny. You know, all the award show, they usually, you know, honor the people that passed away within the year, all kind of entertainers and stuff in the industry.
Yes.
And a lot of people were mad because Mac Miller didn't get honored last night for the Emmys.
Which was very surprising.
Yes.
Because you can add people in last minute.
Yeah, they honored Aretha Franklin, Burt Reynolds, Anthony Bourdain, even Senator John McCain, who had nothing to do with the entertainment industry at all.
Okay.
And a lot of his fans were up in arms.
Wow.
They were saying, yo, Hollywood is trash. I can't believe they didn't honor Mac Miller like that. Y'all forgot to pay respects to Mac Miller. So, yeah, they were mad. You know, Mac Miller did act. He had his own show back in 2013 to 2014.
He had a reality show, yeah.
Yeah, Mac Miller and the Most Dope Family on MTV2.
Which was actually pretty entertaining.
And he was also in one of those Scary Movie joints, too.
Right, so, yeah. He was in Scary Movie.
Yeah, so he act and rap. So they should have shouted him out.
They should have.
I don't know what happened.
That was a huge slip up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But
sometimes people running these types of shows are a little older.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, John McCain had nothing to do with, and I'm not disrespecting John McCain, but he wasn't an artist. He wasn't in the industry.
Let me ask you a question. You don't think politicians are entertainers? I think the most entertaining people I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, Donald Trump is yeah. At this point in time.
All right, so speaking of the Emmys, Alec Baldwin was seemingly very, very honest in saying that his niece, Hailey Baldwin, and the Beeb got married.
Okay.
He was on the red carpet at the 2018 Emmy Awards last night, and he told Access Hollywood that they got married.
But aren't they denying that?
They're saying it's not true.
Beebs and Hailey.
But this is what Alec Baldwin said. He said they just went off and got married. That's what he said. And then he said he's only met the Beeb one time, Justin Bieber one time, but he says that he texts Hailey now and then.
Okay, so that's about to be Alec Baldwin's nephew or something?
Right, because okay, Stephen Baldwin is his brother.
Brother, yeah, okay.
And that's Hailey Baldwin is Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Yep, so that's his niece?
Yes, it's his niece.
Gotcha.
Okay, so meanwhile, you know, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are both saying they are not married.
Yeah, they ain't go down yet.
Yeah, they got their marriage license last week at a New York City courthouse, but they did not seal the deal, according to them. Hailey tweeted, I understand where the speculation is coming from, but I'm not married yet.
So what needs to be done to seal the deal? Does the a certificate have to get signed, or you got to go in front of, like, a pastor and, you know, do the I do's and all that? What confirms a marriage?
Well, what confirms a marriage is actually getting married, going through the ceremony of getting married.
So, wait a minute. You can't just go to the courthouse, get the certificate, sign it, both parties, and just be like, all right, we married.
Probably, yeah.
So you don't need the ceremony.
But they actually went and got, like, a marriage license. What they did was they went and applied to get married.
Oh, okay.
So they have 60 days now to get married.
Okay.
60 days.
So when you do all this, this is just for, like, tax purposes and things of that nature.
I guess. Well, you have to legally get married. Or you could be like me and have a wedding and never get married.
Okay.
Which is what I'm planning on doing one day.
All right.
I just want gifts.
Just for the party.
I don't want nobody tied to my taxes and my finances, though.
I'm going to sing at your wedding.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I want you to be, Cisco from Drew Hill.
No, I'm going to be my man from Coming to America.
Which one?
She's a queen to be.
I would look forward to that.
Thank you. Why not?
Okay. Hey, the New York Times mixed up Angela Bassett and Omarosa. At the Emmys?
Whoa, hold up. Angela Bassett's like a fine bottle of aged
wine. Yes, you got that right.
Hold up.
You got that right.
Hold up.
So the New York Times featured a photo of Tiffany Haddish and Angela Bassett presenting an award last night.
Oh,
and said that Angela Bassett was actually Omarosa.
You know all black people look alike. What you gonna do?
These two do not look anything alike. Okay, so anyway, you can check out everything everybody had to say. Hot 93.7.com. People were pretty upset about that one, too.